Mark in Wheelchair. You're listening to Mark in Wheelchair. I'm on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and everywhere you can think of, like Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher. I'm on everywhere you can think of. Mark in Wheelchair, welcome to the show. This episode is about Impact Wrestling from Tuesday night, August the 11th. This episode is about Impact Wrestling and my take on the episode. So I hope you enjoy. Thanks. Welcome to Mark's in Wheelchair. Welcome to Mark's in Wheelchair. Like I said in the intro, in the opening of this podcast, this episode is about Impact Wrestling from Tuesday night. So my first take on the opening segment for Impact Wrestling, it was good. They went straight into, there was no introduction, the music video on the Impact program this week. They went straight into Eric Young and Willie Mack, who did a brawl in the backstage area to start the show, and then they went out to the ring. And then the security came out and tried to separate them, but Willie Mack grabbed the mic and said, "Let's start the match right now," even though they were supposed to do it later in the night. I thought that was good. The match was good. I liked the ending where Willie Mack tried to do the same thing to Eric Young that Eric Young did to Rich Swann, because I thought that was a nice callback for what he from what he did to Rich Strong by injuring his leg, and Rich Swann had to retire. Well, I think it's storyline, but Rich Swann had to retire from wrestling because Eric Young took a steel chair to his leg. Again, it's storyline. But I also thought it was a good touch. So, and then Eric Young moved out of the way, and then did his finishing move. Eric Young Eric's young pilot driver. I think that's what they're calling it these days. But I thought that was good. Impact is always good. I love Impact. So I thought that was good. Now, just so you know, this review may go out of order, so I'm not gonna review every single Impact. But I thought from the opening to the middle of the show was good. You got the Good Brothers looking for Ace Austin and Fulton, and I thought that was good. Then you got Hernandez and Rhino, still beefing over the arm wrestling contest that they had over money, and you got Reno, Scum or whatever that group is called, and Hernandez hired them to go find the money that Rhino actually beat Hernandez for in the arm wrestling contest. So I thought that was good. And then of course you got the knockouts. The knockouts segments are always good, especially Deanna Purrazzo and Jordynne Grace. I think they're one of the best wrestlers besides Madison Rayne, which she's on commentary with the actual husband in real life, but on TV purposes they don't like to say that, but and I know why they don't like to say it, and but we all know that the husband and wife, so but the commentary, Josh and Madison Rayne commentary, are always good. I think they're one of the best commentaries teams out there. A lot better than what other wrestling companies like WWE, this commentary is not so good lately, but that's just my opinion. You can take it or leave it or whatever you want to do with it, but I just think it's the Impact does great work, great production. The only thing I would say they need to get better on now is they need to work on a better system for people that don't have access TV for Twitch, because the Twitch stream last night, now mind you, last night was a thunderstorm where I live, so the Twitch stream went off and on, and I didn't get to see the show until this morning. But what I saw was good, and I can't wait till next week. And I think Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers, they did an excellent job. So I think overall the show was good as and it's a lot better than with the Monday nights. So I thought it was good. But I don't know, that's just my opinion. What do you guys think? You can always send me a message, and I will respond. And you can always send me a voice message via my Anchor page. I will put the link in the description, like always, so you can send me your comments of what you think of my podcast, or what you think of the last night's impact, or what you think I can do to get better on this podcast. I remember I'm doing this from my webcam, so I don't have actual podcast equipment, so I'm doing this all from my webcam by myself. So bear with me, I'm getting better at this, I think. So let me know what you think, and I will see you on the flip side. Welcome to Mark Sewinger. But have a good night, and I will talk to you soon. Sorry about the mix up in words. Have a good night. Hi, this is, Mark Sewinger here, but my name is Jesse Marks. I'm the host of Mark Sewinger here. I wanna take a moment to sponsor YouTube TV. It's another cable provider, but it's not a cable provider. It's a streaming service, but you can get TV just without a cable box. All you need is Xbox, PlayStation, Roku, and you can watch YouTube TV. Again, I'm sponsoring YouTube TV. Yeah, didn't ask me to do it, but I am anyway. I think it's great. So check out YouTube TV. Thanks, and I hope you enjoyed the episode that I'm going to be put up now. Or soon. By the end of this promo. That's our show. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, I will put my links below. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Mark's Podcast, on Twitter. And as I shall have a good night and talk to you soon. Bye.